McLean County has some of the most productive farmland in the country. Now it has produced two statewide leaders in agriculture. Special ed and STEM teacher Katie Buckley was just named Ag in the Classroom's Teacher of the Year. And McLean, the village, not the county, corn and bean farmer John Olson was named Statewide Volunteer of the Year. They speak to WGLT's Ryan Denham about the importance of exposing people to ag while they're young. Buckley says that's easy in her Leroy School District.
Well, we're surrounded by agriculture. I mean, we're a small rural community, and between us and either Bloomington Normal or Champaign-Urbana are many, many fields. So it's easy to incorporate agriculture. There's going to be a growing need for more people in agriculture, and not necessarily just the farming aspect, but being able to troubleshoot and to fix and those kinds of things.
As you just alluded to, you've done a lot with soil science and aquaponics, other technologies. Can you give an example, like a specific example of how you've incorporated ag into a part of your STEM curriculum?
Yeah, so soil samples. We received some soil samples from an ag teacher from a few years back. So we started looking at samples, and then the kids are like, well, we'd like to get more samples from different states. So we started to research, you know, how are we going to get the soils to us? So they developed a plan of creating something lightweight, because what you usually take a soil sample with is metal, and those would be costly to ship. So using PVC pipes and plugs, and then, well, they wanted clear PVC pipes so they could actually see the soil as it is, as it's taken out of the ground, and then sift it and determine what contents are in it. So they picked 10 states to get soils from. One of those states is Hawaii.
What about technologies that you've used? You mentioned drones. Students have been exposed to that.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So I received a grant through the University of Illinois Extension Office called the Maitland Grant, and then a grant from the McLean County Farm Bureau helped me purchase three high-end drones. And so once I got those, we talked about how drones are used, just in general, the history of drones, and then what importance they serve in agriculture, and why they're important and how much time that saves. And so, and then they got to fly, which was exciting.
The learning how to critically think is important in its own right, but career preparedness is certainly part of the equation as well. What is your read on kind of the job market for agriculture, and how does what you're doing prepare students for some of those jobs?
So I started the year off with just letting the students know that population's going to grow considerably over the next 30 years. And I am betting by that time somebody's going to be taking care of me. So they're going to be on their own to figure things out. And it's going to be important for them to understand that roles are going to change and the need for people is going to increase.
So Illinois, as a state, we need more teachers. I think the teacher shortage has been well documented, well reported. Specifically, we need more teachers who have STEM backgrounds and can teach STEM. So my question to you is, I don't know, what is it about your personality, your upbringing, where you came from that made you sort of a good fit for this type of work?
My bachelor's degree is in special ed. My master's degree is in school social work. And then I have an endorsement in computer science, all from Illinois State. So I made myself valuable because I can do a lot of different things. I grew up on a farm. We raised hogs for a while. The hog market went down. And then my older brother moved out, so we let those go. But I still needed a 4-H project, so my dad let me get a couple goats. So I raised goats for a while. I was in FFA in high school, so I had a passion for ag. Went off to college. I figured my dad, my brother were going to take care of the farm. Well, my brother went a different path, so my dad farmed, and now the farm is ran by another close family friend of ours. But I went off to college and started my teaching career. Didn't always implement ag like this, but we always made sure to get our kids to the Farm Progress Show to at least expose them to something along those lines. And then I was introduced to ag in the classroom 4 years ago and just found a passion for the projects that not only the McLean County Farm Bureau, but the Illinois Farm Bureau and then the American Farm Bureau put out some amazing lesson plans that make it real easy to implement. I mean, I could search out just about any topic and find a tie to agriculture to it. So
I like how you put it. You made yourself valuable because you're that unicorn of having an ag background, pursuing special education, getting a master's in social work, and then getting a certification in computer science.
Yeah.
That is an interesting combination of ingredients.
Yeah, because there's going to be a need for not necessarily programmers, but for people who understand programming. And so just having that little niche in there, too, because that's definitely an area of shortage right now. So. Yeah.
And there's this video that's been floating around online of you finding out that you had won the Ag in the Classroom Teacher of the Year Award.
Katie, you are the winner for Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And looking at that, what did it mean to you to win this thing?
A lot, not only for me, but for my students. Anybody that's seen the video on the McLean County Farm Bureau, that was the first day I met that group of students. You know, I had known them from probably elementary projects that I had done, but to see their face and their excitement when I found out that I won was definitely priceless. And then explaining to them the next day that this doesn't happen all of the time was pretty comical. So
this is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. We're in studio today with Ag in the Classroom statewide award winners from McLean County. You just heard from Katie Buckley, who was named Teacher of the Year for Illinois. Next, let's hear from John Olson, who was named Volunteer of the Year. John farms corn and beans near McLean, Illinois. That's just southwest of Bloomington, Normal. So, John, my sense is that people are increasingly disconnected from where their food comes from. In fact, I mean, some are even skipping the grocery store now and just having groceries delivered, so even another step away from the farm. So when did you realize, as a farmer, the importance of getting out there and sharing your story of what you do on the farm to non-farmers?
I was about 6 years old, if you can believe that. No, that was my first connection with the disconnect between urban families that don't know, haven't had that experience of being around agriculture or farming or particularly, animals for that matter. I can remember being in first grade, and of course, you know, we had dairy cattle on our farm. This was 60 years ago. And I heard about a story, probably in a weekly reader magazine, about children in Chicago, for example, that thought their chocolate milk came from chocolate-colored cows. And so that was my first connection with the disconnect.
Let's debunk that myth, by the way. That is not where chocolate milk comes from.
As far as I know, I've always been under the impression that it came from a carton that had been tainted with some cocoa. But it's all really interesting to go from that point and then coming back to the farm when I was about 30 years old and getting involved with our young leaders group here in the county. And it was about the same time that Ag in the Classroom was finding its footing nationwide and in the state. And as a member of a public relations group, we started doing grade school farm tours to started out with the Zebarth family in North Normal here, or Hudson, and then to the Hartzold family over by Danvers. And it was interesting to see the things that kids connected to. And so we were showing them a lot of big machinery. We had livestock. And it was the questions we got at that point in time, 40 years ago, tended to make me think that we need to be doing more as far as reaching out to children.
And some of our listeners may be familiar with your work, even if they didn't know it was you as one of the people behind the scenes. You think of the ag exhibit at the Children's Discovery Museum, where I've spent many a Saturdays with my kids. The Food and Farm Fun Zone at the County Fair is another one you've worked on. So what has it meant to you to see kids interacting with those exhibits through the years? What does that feel like?
It's really cool to because I go to these. I mean, I love science centers. The Discovery Museum, I have grandkids, so we have annual membership there. And I take them there, and I get to see all these kids running around, and you know, we're in the ag exhibit in particular, and I get to see what interests them when they're there. And there's a lot of technological type of things that the kids are kind of picking up on concepts, and I think that's really cool. And you see the excitement in their face when something happens, when they, you know, cause and effect, and that sort of thing. But being a part of these things over the last not quite 40 years, but it's not that I had a part in the exhibit at the Discovery Museum, but I did visit with Sherry Buckaloo and her staff when they were putting together the museum years ago. And one of the things that we brainstormed about was a simulator. And so we didn't do it then, but they did have a tractor cab that ended up in a combine and a tractor cab that ended up in the new facility years later. And then we incorporated a combine cab into our exhibit out at the county fair, the Food and Farm Fun Zone. And that was so it's some of these things have taken back burners over the years, but they have come to fruition, and that's really cool to see those things happen.
Yeah, because if you don't have people like you who are willing to do that, to do the tour guide thing or help with these exhibits, I don't know, what do you think you lose when that disconnect does exist between people and where their food comes from? What is the harm of that if we don't fix that?
It's important that as you mature, you're going to end up getting married, you're going to have a family, you're going to be out buying groceries or buying clothing. And it's important to know where the raw materials for all this comes from and how that is all processed or how that is all brought to you in the form of what we grow and what manufacturing does to the product to make it more palatable or whatever. It's important to have a balanced view of where all this takes place. And, you know, farming is, people are 2 and 3 generations removed from the farm today. And it's important to get people reconnected to where their food and fiber comes from.
That's John Olson, named Ag in the Classroom's Volunteer of the Year, speaking with WGLT's Ryan Denham. You also heard from statewide Teacher of the Year Katie Buckley from the Leroy School District. Both will be recognized at the upcoming 2019 Illinois Farm Bureau Annual Meeting in Chicago early next month.